Walter, talk a little bit about what this means to you to be inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Well, obviously it's a great honor to be inducted with so many of the great heroes, my heroes of rodeo and Western Americana in North Dakota. And I suppose most of all to be in here, my father being also inducted. So it's a great honor, it's a very humbling experience, and I'm very grateful for it.
Well, you mentioned your father. He was inducted in 2012. He got you started at an early age. Tell us what you did for your father.
Well, are you talking about when he got me started rodeo announcing?
Yeah.
Well, up until that time, I'd just been a kind of a shoot hand and a back alley hand, working horses, doing a little helping, a little pickup and hauling and stuff. But an announcer didn't show up one day at a rodeo. I think it was in Binford, North Dakota. And he said, the announcer's not going to make it today. He said, you're going to announce. He said, you've been to college. You could talk. So that's where I started. You know, and it was a good thing for me because at that time I was a student. When I tried riding, getting on the few bucking horses that I did try, I never got anywhere near the pay window, but as an announcer, $50 a day in those days was real seriously good money.
Yeah.
And so as a student, and I found something that I did practice off and off for up until 15 years ago.
And how did you get into the artwork? As a young man, or did that come later in life?
Well, as a young man, I was born into a place that had no running water and it had no electricity. REA really didn't come in, but they had some batteries and a wind charger for a refrigerator and a few odds and ends. But REA didn't come in until I was, I think, a first or second grader. And so to entertain myself in the dim hours of the evening, they would give me tablets and I drew and drew and drew with pencil and that's how I entertained myself, and I continued to like to draw throughout my life, but I had no intention of being an art major. But I went to Concordia College in Moorhead, really to get out of the haystack. I'd seen enough of the haystack to last me a lifetime. As much as I loved being around the horses and the cattle and that part of it, you know, I wanted to see something else, and I went there with no thought of what I could do or what I would ever accomplish or whether I'd even finish college. But a friend of mine said, well, they have a good art department, you like to draw? And I said, yeah, I'll take classes. So that's how I started.
That's great. Well, we want to congratulate you again and on being an inductee. Okay,
Walter? You bet. Yep. Thank you so much.
Walter Peel Jr., inductee, 29 inductee into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. There's our voice of the valley.